Hello, everyone. I know that this is a very difficult time for everybody. And if you're listening to this at a later date, we are currently in the middle of the Israel-Gaza war. And to say my heart breaks for the children and the elderly and the families going through this pain and in such a violent manner is an understatement. I mean, there are really no words to express how I feel watching and witnessing the pain and the death from another part of the world. And if there's one thing that I know, it is that collective pain happening on a global scale and to the magnitude that it's happening. Collective pain is still individual pain. You still feel it, even if you're in another part of the world. And it doesn't matter how far removed you are from it. You as an individual, a feeling human being in the world, you still feel what is happening to those people. And it does affect your psyche. So I say all of that to say it is a very difficult time for everyone. It is a difficult time for everyone's mental health as well. And it's a difficult time to just be witnessing what is happening. I thought about not doing an episode this week just because I didn't know if I could do it. I'm also sitting in a place of brokenheartedness, not only because of what's happening in the world, but at first she was my therapist. Her name is Dr. Donna Rockwell. Then she became my friend. Then she became this bonus mother that I had. And, you know, there's only two people in the world that know everything about me, all the good things, all the bad things, all the things that I regret, all the desires that I have, the dreams for my life. And Donna was one of the two. And for me, it is a great loss in my life. And one of the conversations that her and I would always have is, what are the difficult times here to show me? So for this week's episode, I wanted to share not only some things that Donna has taught me, but what the difficult times are here to show us. So I ask that you join me in this conversation with grace. I also have never done a solo episode, so this is new on many different levels for me, but I'm glad that you're here and welcome back to How I Got Through It. So one of the first things that Donna taught me was to be a lighthouse for others. And I mentioned that she was my therapist, but what was so great about her was that she was able to speak to me when I was heartbroken from a place of her own broken heart. And she was able to have empathy for me. And she really taught me what the meaning of empathy was, which is to be able to stand in the other person's shoes and feel their feelings. So I'll tell you a good example of this is, recently, you may have heard me say this before in the podcast, but my dad passed away a couple of months ago. And before that experience, if someone said to me that their parent passed away, I would obviously give them my sympathies and express how sorry I was that they went through that. Now, when someone says to me that their parent passed away, I understand what they're saying. They're saying that sometimes they could be doing the most regular of things and a wave of grief just comes over them and they have to stop what they're doing and sob. Or there's some random times in the day where they'll think, I can't believe that my mother or my father is just gone. They're saying that 50% of the people that they grew up with and that they knew and that was their stable figure in their life is gone. I understand that because now, having gone through that experience, I'm able to stand in their shoes and feel what they feel. And I'm able to connect with them in a different way. So I think that the first thing that I really learned from Donna about pain is the unifying quality that it has. The fact that I can now feel something, having gone through it myself, that another person is going through, and I can sit with them and speak with them from a place of my own broken heart. And with everything that's currently going on in the world, the way that that can be a practical action for you is to reach out to your friends, all of your friends, regardless of what they believe. Everybody's going through a really difficult time right now. And something that I have been practicing is checking in with my friends and asking them how they're doing, like really. How are they doing with everything? And if they want to talk about it, they can. And I create that space for them to express how they're feeling. And if they don't want to, then they don't. But they have the option to say, I'm not doing so great. I saw a video of XYZ on Instagram and I cannot stop thinking about it, or, you know, whatever be the case. But by you reaching out, it at least gives them the option. And that's what friendship is, right? Like, it's going through the peaks and the valleys together. And so that's the first thing that she taught me about being a lighthouse for other people. And I love lighthouses because in the darkness, they are the thing that you look to for light. And I think that everybody can kind of be a light in their corner of the world. So that is the first actionable thing that you can do in difficult times. You can be the lighthouse for other people. The second thing is you actually must be a good steward of yourself. And what does that mean? That means self-care and prioritizing your own mental health is incredibly important. For me, during difficult times, I constantly, just like I would be checking in with my friends, I check in with myself and see how I'm feeling. And I make sure, this is kind of weird, but I make sure that I have also meals prepared for myself. Because one of the things that happens to me is if I'm going through something difficult, sometimes I forget to eat, right? So I check in with myself. I check in to see if we need to walk today, you know, like go walk on the trail and just get outside and be in nature. I live near a beach, so I have the opportunity to go and take my shoes off and put my feet in the sand. And some days I need that to kind of recalibrate my circadian rhythms. There are some days I need to meditate like 3 times, and I do that. I also pray, which is the first thing that I do in the morning. So all of those things help me to be a really good steward of myself. And when you think about a stewardess, like in an airplane, when there's turbulence and you look at a stewardess's face, she's just like handing out the peanuts and like handing out the snacks and being of service to the people on the flight. That's kind of what I think about when I'm going through something difficult for myself. Sometimes I love like cupcakes and sweet stuff, and I'll go buy some. Sometimes I'll go buy like a dessert for myself and enjoy it. And so being a good steward of yourself, it's individual. You get to figure out what that means for you. Sometimes it's taking a breather. Sometimes it's reaching out to your friends and having a conversation with them and sharing with them that something you're going through something really hard. That's actually being one of the best stewards of yourself. That's one of the best self-care practices that you can have. Having the vulnerability to say, something doesn't feel right inside of me and I want to talk to you about it. That is the ultimate self-love, the ultimate self-care practice that you can do for yourself. Simon Sinek also talks about never cry alone. And I have also adapted that into my own life. If I need to really cry about something, there is a specific friend that I have that I will call her and I will say, I don't know what's going on with me. And I'll kind of start explaining what I feel. And then I will start crying. And I'm just being so vulnerable sharing this. If she listens to this, she's going to know who she is. I have had friends in LA that call me and I'll say hello, and all of a sudden I just hear tears and crying on the other line. And it is such a privilege and an honor also to be that person for other people. But being a good steward of yourself also means reaching out for support when you need it. The third thing that Donna really taught me, especially during difficult times, is to really, really live and live well. And I didn't understand that until this year. And I understood it through a lens of death. I'll give you a good example of that. Like before this year, when the sun would be setting, and I would see the sun setting, but I'm like, you know what? Instead of me going out and watching the sunset, I'm just going to head to bed early and get up because I have work the next day and get like 9,000 hours of sleep and just be super rested for my work day. Now, when the sun is setting, I'm like, you know what? Take 20 minutes, kick your shoes off, go sit on the sand, listen to the water, and watch the sunset. Because you just never know, right? Like life is so short. It happens in a blink of an eye. And I go walk at the beach because my dad can't walk on the beach. I eat the delicious meal because Donna can't eat that delicious meal. I sing in the shower very loudly because nobody could hear me, but also because I can. There'll come a time when I'm 80 years old and I won't have the ability to sing anymore. And I go out with my friends and hang out with them and hug them. And I do all of those things because I want to live really well. I want to enjoy all the small moments as well as all the big moments. And I think to me, that's what it means to really live. I never lived like this before, the way that I'm living this year. I took a spontaneous trip to Barbados this year. If you asked me that question last year, I would have never done it. And so I say all of that to say, in the midst of pain and hurt, there is some grace there that you can find to live really well. Like eat the dessert, call that friend, kiss that boy. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this, but you know, really live and leave nothing unsaid. Katie Couric had this incredible eulogy that she gave at Donna's funeral. And one of the things that she said in the eulogy, which Donna always said, is leave nothing unsaid. And I started doing that this year, which is something that I really should have been doing before this year, but being absolutely vulnerable with your feelings and how you really feel and share it with that person. Leave nothing unsaid. I think about maybe like the people that have passed on. Would they want us to really live? They really would. They would be like, do all of the things. I think that's a really important lesson. And to do it and not feel guilty about it. I at first used to feel guilty for indulging and enjoying my life while I should also be grieving. And then actually Donna was the one that reframed this for me. She told me that two things can be true. You can have a broken heart and you can really be living well. And that really, really changed the way I thought about living. Like two things can be true. You can be really happy with your friends and enjoying an incredible dinner and also still think about your dad or someone that's passed on or the war that is happening and still have empathy and still have gratefulness in your heart that you get to experience this moment with your friends. So I say all that to say, don't forget to live well and don't forget to live well without a guilty heart. You're still here and you still get to enjoy everything that life has to offer. And that is something that is so important that she taught me. The last thing that I'll share on this episode that Donna taught me is when you're in a difficult time and you're like in the thick of it, you have these negative thoughts that are kind of running on a loop over and over, and you're in this bubble of these problems with these negative thoughts. And one of the ways to kind of burst that bubble is to serve the world at large. What does that mean? That means volunteering your time and spending your time with a nonprofit, doing some work in an orphanage, helping to plant some trees to help our climate situation. It is registering with a garden facility that is planting fruits and vegetables to be able to serve meals farm to table. There are many different groups of people that you can help, but really being able to use your time to instantly make an impact in someone else's life is the way that you can be the light in your corner of the world, which is where we started this episode about being a lighthouse, right? This is just being a lighthouse to people that really need it. And while something is going on the other part of the world that is hurtful and painful and unbearable to watch and see, you are also in a neighborhood, you are also in an environment, you are also in an ecosystem that needs your help. That is the way that you can serve on both a micro and macro level. It's one of the things that has brought me the greatest joy when I am going through something and I'm in the thick of something and I am deep in the grief of my own thoughts. I get out there and I help someone. There's an organization called Quantum House. It's a home for children that have medical ailments and they're getting treated for an extended period of time. And I go there and I volunteer my time because those children, from the moment that they were born, they had this ailment and they don't know a different world. So we provide, through how I got through it, interesting and exciting things into their life. Halloween is coming up. We're doing a Halloween party for them tomorrow. We add smiles and laughter into their life. And you can see how it impacts them, how it impacts the way that they are for the rest of the evening, the joy that it brings to their faces. And in turn, and by default, it also brings joy to my face. So when you really don't know what to do, there is a lot out there that you can do. You just need to start from where you are and figure out how you can help the world at large. What are the groups in your areas that you can register with and start making an impact in someone else's life? I hope this episode helped. I hope those four things really helped you. Being a lighthouse for other people, being a great steward of yourself, living really well and really well without guilt, and being of service to the world at large. Let me know if you have any questions. I know I don't have to tell you guys this because you DM us all the time, but DM us if you have any questions, any feedback. We love hearing feedback. And thank you for spending your time listening to this episode, especially in a time that is unprecedented. Until next time, I'll see you soon.